If you're paralyzed, you don't have to stay paralyzed.
Hvis du lam, så trenger du ikke å være lam.
If you've got diabetes.
Hvis du har sukkersyke.
With the doctors, it's impossible.
Men for legen er det umulig.
But with Dr. Jesus, it's easy.
Men det enkelt for Dr. Jesus.
He heals you.
Han helbreder deg.
He wants to give you sight.
Han vil gi deg syn.
He wants to give you power.
Han vil gi deg kraft.
And number three. Jesus, I believe you are curing the people.
In 9 years, more than 132,000 people have been diagnosed with the disease in the United States. Nearly 81,000 have died.
All right, kids, it's 8 o'clock Saturday night. You know what time it is. It's time for your Dark Entries Goth Radio, your weekly source for the best in goth, dark wave, death rock, horror punk, psychobilly, industrial, post-punk. And tonight, birthday shout-outs. Doing one for a longtime listener of the show. Most of you know him. And also George Romero, which is why we're playing what we're playing now, which is the Day of the Dead theme music. George Romero, I think, turned 77, I think it is, today, so we're doing that. We're going to have a tribute set to him. We're also going to have a lot of Eastern European post-punk stuff for our buddy Astro Zombie. So that's all coming up on the show, and your requests. And Words of Wisdom at 9 o'clock from Uncle Charlie. If you want to call, it's 803-576-9872. That's 803-576-WSC. And on the tweeters at @DarkEntriesDJD. It is 269 days until Halloween, kids. And this is your Dark Entries Goth Radio. All right, kids, what better way to start the show than a little Dark Throne? The reason I play that is because I've actually been listening to the Ablaze in the Northern Sky album, which has been in my car, my new car, actually, for the last 2 or 3 weeks, every day. I get off work at my day job, and I just blast that in my car on the way home and just revel in how much I hate the public that I have to work with sometimes. And so I just put on some Dark Throne. And that CD actually, believe it or not, actually technically belongs to DJ Mantis, who let me borrow that about 2 years ago. And I just never got around to getting it back to him, so it's actually just still in my car. So, Mantis, if you're listening to this, you can come get your Dark Throne CD if you want to. I really would rather you didn't, but if you want to, I totally understand. But what we just heard actually did not come from Ablaze in Northern Sky. It's actually Rust, which came from the Hate Them album. This is Dark Entries Goth Radio here until 10 o'clock-ish, possibly beyond. Depends on if a 10 o'clock guy actually shows up. 9 o'clock-ish, we're going to be doing our Words of Wisdom from Uncle Charlie, as we always do. And somewhere in here tonight, we're also going to be getting in a birthday tribute set to George Romero, because today is his birthday. So we're going to have an undead-slash-zombie-themed set coming up later. We also have another birthday that we're going to celebrate, but I'm going to talk about that in a little bit. Actually, we're going to get into that after this. Right now, we can't get more goth at all than Specimen. So here's a little kiss, kiss, bang for you kids. Right back after this.
Comes with the peace. It's the peace of mind you want. Hear this. Kiss! Bang, bang. We'll be right back.
Hi Kids Specimen, Kiss Bang Bang, on your Dark Entries Goth Radio. I was saying earlier, we've got some birthday shout-outs we want to do. The first one I want to do goes out to longtime listener and friend of the show, AstroZombie / Roman, who has turned into a pretty good buddy of mine, and also has really, really turned me on to a lot of bands that I was not familiar with at all until he came along and started listening to the show all the time, and you know, we started getting into discussions. And he's one of these guys right there with Ipsy and a few others that basically have made this show sound better than what it is. And I wouldn't be playing some of the stuff I play if it weren't for this dude. So thank you so much for listening every week and being part of the show and just being an all-around solid guy. This next set, appropriately enough or not, actually entirely goes out to him. I don't know how much of this is going to apply, but considering at least some of it is Eastern European post-punk, I would assume that he's going to enjoy at least some of it. This actually first track is not at all. It's actually Theater of Ice. I figure we get some very early death rock in here with, appropriately enough, Radio Has Gone Insane. So this is your birthday set. Happy birthday. You are one day closer to the grave. Belated, by the way. It was actually the other day, but whatever. Here we go.
Right. Bratia, tenci nás vyglejú, tancu, pevajú, ideru, dajde.
Malo ti sa metom, jedným pokryváčem, nezdravo je to ní. Rzu ti tencu, rzu na ruču, nezdravo je. Devoci dentu su tesnu odeću i obuću, jako je škodljivo.
Pa, 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 pa!
Pa, pa, pa!
Deci treba dopustiti da jedu koliko god hoće, svakojaka voća. Majka svaka, da nauči deci svakome korisnome radu domaćem. I radi zdravlja i razumnosti, deci imaju pravo podviknuti.
All right, kids, so that got interesting. And now the best part of this was Roman / Astro Zombie's birthday set as a tribute to him. And the best part, which is a present to everyone, is listening to me try to pronounce Polish names of bands over the radio. We start off with some Theater Vice. Radio has gone insane. And then Brigada Krixis. I think I did this last time. Ipsy's loving this right now. Krizis, yeah, whatever, and track was called Centrala. Rudimentary Peni after that with Radio Schizo. That goes out both to Roman and Ipsy, because I know they both like that. And the track we just heard was Sarlo Acrobata with Petsitsa Nadiku. Oh, Jesus Christ. And they're from Belgrave, and they were part of the Yugoslavian New Wave. And also the members of them actually went on to form a lot of other bands. Actually, I discovered them not through this band, but through some of the other bands that the members actually broke off and discovered, I mean, and formed. And I've been listening to the offshoots of this particular band and some other bands lately. And I tried to kind of narrow down exactly like what I was going to play if I was going to do one of the other bands or whatever. But I was trying to go back to the roots of it and trying to find the most post-punky kind of thing that I could find that would fit well in the set. So this is what I went with. I might actually do a whole set sometime of basically like this band and all their various offshoots. Because there are a lot of projects involved with every member of this band, so it actually kind of went on to be interesting. That would actually be a good half a show would be good. I might do something like that. I might do like some of my favorite bands or some of the ones that go over well here, and then offshoots of those bands, you know. And we can go all over the place with that and just kind of connect the dots, and especially in the early days of Batcave and all that and all the connections, we could go crazy with that. So that'd be a good show filler sometime. All right, Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. I'm your host, DJ D, here until 10-ish. Of course, Words of Wisdom coming up in about 20 minutes. 803-576-9872 is the number to call. That's 803-576-WSC. You can hit me on the tweeters at Dark Entries DJD. And, we got Molly listening tonight. That's cool. That's good. Let's see what we got. Cleaning out. Really? Molly? Okay. Happy birthday to you, too. Okay. And... yeah, man, they're cleaning out some spider webs and... oh, wow, okay, yeah, that's icky, okay. Yeah, if you guys aren't joining in on the Facebook discussion, you're missing a lot, actually. There's an ongoing Facebook discussion on the show right now, which you can find by going to the only thing on Facebook that's called Dark Entries Goth Radio. And find the post for tonight and then check out the official comment thread and look at where it goes. There's a lot of stuff going on there, so... anyway, let's continue the show. We're going to play one more track. We're going to come back and talk after the track, and then we're going to go into our George Romero birthday tribute. So that's all coming up after some Nosferatu, which is right now from the Rise album, one of the best Nosferatu albums as far as I'm concerned. This is Dark Angel on your Dark Entries, Goth Rage.
splitting of a second your life.
Kids, Lord Nosferatu, there, man. I love Nosferatu, guys. Like, you have no idea how much I love Nosferatu and that sound, that wave. I mean, first wave, like, Batcave stuff is, like, where my heart's at above everything. But there was a good run of early 90s, like, the second wave that came along of bands like that. And, like, London After Midnight, like, in their prime, man. Sean Brennan, as far as I'm concerned, is, like, you know, a second Roz Williams almost. I mean, and it was so cool that they were actually both around at the same time. But if it had panned out that like there was a gap between like when Roz Williams died and then Sean Brennan hit the scene, man, I would swear he was just like the resurrection of Roz Williams. Like their last album was, I mean, it wasn't bad at all. It was good, but it definitely, when they were in their prime, like around Psycho Magnet and all that, that's just solid stuff. And then as far as Nosferatu, like both Legend and Rise, those two albums are like two of the best goth albums of the 90s as far as I'm concerned. All right, kids. Dark Entries Goth Radio is on your radio. We got about 15 minutes or so, and we're going to knock out this real quick little tribute set. We're going to go probably bleed over into 9 o'clock, I'm assuming, and then we'll get into our Words of Wisdom. But I wanted to knock out a real quick George Romero tribute set just because Romero. I know there's no other reason to say anything. Most of you guys who know me know that I had the pleasure of actually meeting him a few years ago at the Mad Monster Party, which is coming up again, by the way. It's coming up middle of March, and they moved the venue from the Charlotte venue to Rock Hill, which is cool. I'm glad it's closer, but I'm going to really miss that hotel because I've got so many good memories in that one hotel in Charlotte. But anyway, he was there, and I got to sit down and talk to him a little bit. Got an autograph, of course, and he wouldn't personalize it, unfortunately. He said his people wouldn't let him, which really was kind of annoyed him, too. He's like, yeah, I'm not allowed to put your name on it. Like, I'm only allowed to sign my name. So I'm like, okay, fine. Maybe I'll post the picture up of me and him together on the Facebook, on the page or on Twitter or something. But, yeah, man, he's still kicking. He's still going along. He's still churning out some stuff. So, yeah, the next set you're here is going to be about, I'm going to go with 5-6 songs. Fairly short stuff, actually, and all to the, not the founder of the, definitely not the founder of the zombie film genre, because definitely there were others before he did Night, but around that time, they actually were equally as important. I mean, all the Italian stuff was good, too, but definitely the guy who sort of gave us the modern version of what we consider now the zombies. So, without this guy, we wouldn't have The Walking Dead, we wouldn't have what is considered the slow-moving, brain-consuming zombie that we all love. So, yeah, happy birthday,
Night of the
George
Living
Romero.
Dead, 1 60-second we'll right back after announcement. This is the sound of a normal heart. Now, listen to that same heart subjected to a night of total terror. Of the living dead. The dead who live on living flesh. The dead whose haunted souls hunt the living. The living whose bodies are the only food for these ungodly creatures. Night of the living dead. A bizarre adventure in fear. An experience in shock more shattering than your strangest nightmare. Night of the Living Dead. The night of total terror.
Thank you. wanna be undead so you can be hunted. Whatever you gonna do, I'm gonna follow you. You make me wanna follow you.
You wanna be undead so you can be undead.
Whatever you gonna do, I'm gonna follow you.
Destroy the brain. Remove the head. Destroy the brain.
Yeah.
All right, kids, that rounds up our tribute to Romero there. We started off the set with some stuff from The Damned. Actually, The Misfits with Night of the Living Dead. The Damned in there with Would You Be So Hot If You Weren't Dead. Horror Pops with Walk Like a Zombie, of course. Zombie Girl in there with Go Zombie, and SSQ just now with Tonight We'll Make Love Till We Die. I decided to do a little something different instead of the expected song that you would expect from the Return of the Living Dead soundtrack. And I've said this plenty of times on the show before, that entire soundtrack is solid, and there's almost not a bad song on the soundtrack. And I've played Party Time a million times on the thing, so I figured I'd do something a little different. But let's continue. We've got another hour left in the show here, actually a little less than an hour. It is 9 o'clock-ish, so it's about time for your words of wisdom, then. That is all coming up right after this.
On the road again. Nearly 700,000 Americans were arrested on marijuana charges last year. That's an enormous waste of law enforcement resources and terribly unfair to those arrested and their families. It's time we stopped arresting adults who smoke marijuana responsibly. For more information, visit Normal's website at www.normal.org or call toll-free 888-67-NORMAL and tell them Willie sent you.
Enrique's neighborhood sure has changed. I tell you what, all these artists moved in so fast, and they all look the same, real skinny and walk slowly.
The people you are referring to are hipsters. They walk slowly because they got no place to be, man.
You're tuned in to WUSC-FM in HD1 Columbia.
Mama could plow a field with one hand and chop a log just as well as a man. When it came to increasing disease resistance, that woman could lactate like nobody's business. Mama's nursing helped raise a healthy family. There's nothing she wouldn't do. She helped us kids get through with less risk for ear infections and respiratory illnesses. When I think of Mama, brings a tear to my eye. She gave from her heart or somewhere's nearby. Call 800-994-WOMAN or visit 4woman.gov to learn more. Or talk to your health care provider. See, babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to y'all by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station. Y'all breastfeed now, you hear?
Do you get tired of styling your hair every day? And do you want a good hairstyle every day? Hi, I'm Sarah Schuster. I went on a website called InventNow.org, and after that, I decided to invent something too. Something called the InstaDo. Just imagine, you just put it over your head like a helmet does, and you pick your hairstyle with the buttons on the side. And you can have instant hairstyle in seconds. People like it. People like Jeff Bart.
I like it.
And people like Kenneth.
It's this helmet thing, and it fits over your head, and it's great.
Thank you, Kenneth. You should go to inventnow.org, and it could help you come up with your own invention. After all, look at me on the radio now.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions, or just play some games at inventnow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
If you choose to fight, then remember these are the places to hit. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes are easily poked. Ouch! The knees are easily kicked out. The groin is a sensitive spot. When you hit the throat, it hurts a lot. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat. Eyes, knees, groin, throat.
Self-defense is anything we do to make our lives safer on a daily basis. Self-defense is fighting with our fists, yelling, telling him to stop looking at us, running away, listening to our gut instinct, getting support, knowing that we are worth defending, talking about what happened.
Playing rock!
And playing rock. The goal of self-defense is to provide all women, children, queers, people of color, and targeted communities with options and skills that are effective and practical, no matter what our experience, age, level of fitness, or shape of body may be.
What if you got a date?
If I got a date, then I would probably have a date.
Do you know what you'd want to do?
Yes, I have many plans. A lot of plans. I'd like to clean up the water. I'd like to go up in the mountains and start at the top of the mountains and clean the springs up. Take all the pollution out of the water so I could drink it. Clean up all the green things and pick up all the old beer cans and clean all the way to the ocean, and then maybe we might be able to save a little air and water for our children, because I'm living in my child's world now. I'm working on his world. My world already went to the gas chamber.
Thank you.
Edgar Allan Poe wrote Spirits of the Dead with a pen dipped in warm blood. You will see the ultimate in terror with this important all-star cast. Brigitte Bardot, Alain Delon, Jane Fonda, Terence Stamp, and Peter Fonda in Edgar Allan Poe's Spirits of the Dead. Only Poe's demented genius could bring to the screen such horror and evil. Spirits of the Dead stars Brigitte Bardot, Alain Delon, Jane Fonda, Terence Stamp, and Peter Fonda. Directed by three masters of the cinema, Federico Fellini, Louis Malle, and Roger Vadim. Spirits of the Dead is an adventure in terror beyond your wildest nightmares. Spirits of the Dead in color is rated R.
Been accepted starting from the time you get this letter. Your life will be a never ending hope. You're feeling better. You get your choice of anesthetic. We need to chop your tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. It might not be what you expected. There is no money back once you've been ripped up, ripped up, ripped up. Today is a very special day. Tomorrow and tomorrow. You're big enough to stop pretending. You'll start to really show it in a week or so. So don't go saying it's just come to your attention. Today is a very special day. Oh, and how you'd love to have a little thing with which to play. But love won't get you very far. Oh, today, be still your beating heart. You'll have to keep on beating it tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Tomorrow and tomorrow and tomorrow. Boys will be boys, 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 will be girls. With no one, girls will be girls, will be guys. We'll be boys that don't cry over toys that may use to be girls they despise. By the morning, oh, they always said that sex would change you, change you, change you, change you. No second thoughts, the knife is nearing. You'll never hear the little pitter, 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 pitter of this little feat of engineering. Of course I love you, and of course it's what's inside that matters. But I think the whole charade is ending. It seems to me to be the only way to keep from getting cut off in a long life of regretting. The doctor said that once you get addicted, it should keep on. But while we happen to be here, oh, why don't you whisper all those sweet forevers in my ear? Stiff upper lip and all this sorrow. Hurry up and stop.
doing something a little different on the show than we normally. We don't get too much Tori Amos on, although I do like Tori Amos, and I know I'm probably isolated at least one of you. I'm not naming names. Not naming names, but rhymes with Pipsy. No, I'm not playing Sarah McLachlan next. Calm down. Oh, and by the way, I happen to have a good buddy who is a rabid Tori Amos fan, as in, like, obsessed with Tori Amos. I mean, to the point of being unhealthy. And I have it on good authority from him that actually she turned down Lilith Fair, actually. She was invited to Lilith Fair. And, okay, there's a word I can't say on the radio, but it starts with a P. And I guess you can fill in the blanks. It's the kind of thing that Donald Trump likes to grab. Tori called, referred to Lilith Fair as the Rolling Thunder P review, and politely turned it down. So, surprisingly, I would have thought that she would have been all over that, but actually she wanted nothing to do with it. So, I actually kind of like her more for that, actually. Not that I have anything against Lilith Fair, but I kind of like the fact that, like, she looked at it and said, no, that's really not for me. I'm kind of doing my own thing over here, so I think it's kind of cool. But her fans, oh, Lord. Okay, confession time. And I'm going to get probably as much crap about this as I have about the fact that I like baby metal, but I've actually seen Tori Amos live. I've actually been, like, 11th row at a Tori Amos concert, and Tori's got some fans. Let me tell you, he's got some hardcore fans, and hardcore Tori Amos fans, I'm going to maybe make some people enter, man, are just about the most obnoxious people you will ever meet in your life. Yeah, there's a segment of hardcore Tori Amos fans that are, oh, God, I can't even get into it. It's just, oh, you don't want to date that girl. You really don't. Yeah, oh, Jesus. Anyway, I've met some of these people. It's something. Anyway, I literally saw people with journals at the show. I'm not kidding you. I'm not exaggerating. People literally were writing in their journals at the show. I'm talking like walking stereotypes, but says the guy who, I'm going to complain about stereotypes, and I'm the guy who actually just last week was wearing a Petals and Thorns t-shirt while I was sitting in a coffee shop and reading about German expressionist film. So anyway, yeah, we got a birthday, man. It's Astro Zombie / Roman's birthday. And what I did was I was kind of looking for stuff to play for that tribute little birthday set that I wanted to do earlier in the show. And I thought, oh, one place that would be a good place to start would be I'm going to check out some anagrams of his name and see if that gives me any ideas. It didn't, other than just it's just stupid, but it's fun. I'm not going to tell you, because I'm sure he would appreciate this, I'm not going to tell you what his last name is, but for those of you who don't know, but I'm looking at anagrams of old Roman's first and last name together, and it's a lot of fun. So far we have one of my favorites, Chasm Fartrone, Mox Forotam, Mox Fartrone, Nacho Farm Arts, Nacho Far Smart, and my favorite, Nacho Fartram. Happy birthday, Nacho Fartram. We'll be right back.
live on fear. They live on fear. They live on fear. They live on fear.
Thanks for asking, but I'd rather not send you nude pictures. I'm camera shy. I already said no. Under my clothes, I'm a robot. My webcam is broken. I'm worried they'll get passed around school. I have a rash. I have nudophobia. I have lizard skin. I'm a vampire, so I don't show up in pictures anyways. Your badgering has really killed the mood.
When someone is pressuring you to do something you don't want to, how many ways can you say no before they get the message? Let us know at thatsnotcool.com. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does, just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Oh, kids, man, that went quick, didn't it? So that was a show. That's a show for us. Yeah, I guess I get out of here. Thanks for everyone who listened tonight. I just looked up and realized what time it was. I think 10 o'clock guys here. And it's time to wrap up and get out of here. This has been Dark Entries Goth Radio. I want to say once again, happy birthday to Roman / Astro Zombie for being a loyal listener to the show, and also for one of these guys that just kind of makes the show sound better. And for all the rest of you, actually, who listen every week and respond and join in to the discussion and that, the show would not be if it weren't wouldn't be what it was if it weren't for all you guys who actually participate every week. So I really appreciate it. So yeah, man. As always, you can catch me on here Saturday nights 8 to 10. Next week is the Anti Valentine's Day show. It's called the Cupid Can Suck It Anti Valentine's Day show, playing nothing but songs about bitterness and hate and breakups and loneliness. That's going to fill up an entire 2 hours. I wonder if I can find anything like that in my entire collection of goth industrial music. It'll be hard, but I'll try to find some deep cuts or something. I don't know. So, and then we've got, of course, there's a podcast, which this show is recorded every week and uploaded to the podcast, which is at darkentriesgothradio.podbean.com. I don't have last week's show up yet, because if you guys who listened last week, did tune in last week, you'll know that it ran kind of long, just a little bit long, it was like 6 hours or something, but it's going to be worth it. I'm going to break it up actually into three different parts. Because there was the main show, and then we had some Metal Afterbirth after that, and then a Miss Donna Purge showed up, and we talked for a while. So that's going to be actually, I think I'm going to make each one of those its own little episode. So look out for that, and then, of course, I'll have tonight's uploaded as well. I'm going to try to work on all of that and get all of that uploaded tomorrow. Retro Ghouls is coming soon, I promise, and you can also catch me on email at DarkEntriesDJD. That's the Twitter. Email is DarkEntriesGothRadio@gmail.com. And I guess that's about it. I got to get out of here because I know 10 o'clock guy is looking to get on pretty soon here. So, yeah, thanks for listening. And I will see you guys next week for the Anti-Valentine's Day show. I'm also lining up some really cool interviews for the coming weeks. So as we get down to, Mad Monster Party shows up in March. So a lot of stuff's hopefully going to be happening in the next couple weeks. So stay tuned, or next couple months, rather. So stay tuned, kids. I'm out of here. And we're going to get out as we always do with a little required Rocky Horror. And here it is, and I will see you next week. Thanks for listening, man. See you next week.
Michael Rennie was ill the day the earth stood still, but he told us where we stand, and Flash Gordon was there in silver underwear. Claude Rains was the invisible man. Then something went wrong for Fay Wray and King Kong. They got caught in a celluloid jam. Then at a deadly pace, it came from outer space. And this is how the message ran.
I saw Jeanette Scott fight a triffid that spits poison and kills. Dana Andrews at Prunes gave him the runes, and passing the muse lots of skills. But when worlds collide, said George Powell to his bride, I'm gonna give you some terrible. Double feature picture.